once you raised the money, what was the first thing you did? Did you contact the state right away and say we've hit our goal?
That is correct. It's a process. The first part of the process is to let them know. We had to verify and certify to them and the attorneys at the Secretary of State's office that we have reached our goal. And then that put in motion all of the paperwork to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And what we are waiting for right now is a signed contract from the Secretary of State. And once we receive that signed contract, we're full speed ahead because we did all the preliminaries so far. We have some drawings. We're ready to bid the project out. We have all the incidentals, lined up, how we're going to do the moves and things like that. So once we get that contract, we're ready to roll.
So when do you actually get the money from the state? Do you know?
No, we don't. It's a reimbursement process. So what we had to submit to the Secretary's office is a timeline in which we will be 30% complete, 60, 90, and then the last 10. And then at the 30% mark, we'll get a check. At the 60% mark, we'll get another check. And we'll reimburse for our expenses that way.
What about a big ceremonial check? Do you see one of those coming?
I do. According to the indications that I have from the Secretary's office is that sometime in August he's going to come to Macomb. He's bundling Macomb and Farmington Public Library for one trip because we both got grants. I don't know, and I don't have a feel yet if it's going to be before the state fair or after the state fair. But, he'll be in this part of the state for the whole 10 days for the state fair. And I got a feeling it's going to be right before school starts.
All right. And he being Secretary of State Jesse White.
That is correct. That is correct.
The fundraising, did you ever receive a big check, or were these a lot of smaller checks?
No, we've never received a big check. This was a grassroots operation, and I just can't thank the community enough for supporting this project. I was determined not to let $2.4 million get away from the city of Macomb and from this region because we needed it. We deserve it. I cannot express in words how grateful I am and how grateful the Board of Trustees of the library is. We were approached many, many times. There's a lot of naysayers. You'll never make it. You'll never make it. And now when I walk down the street, I didn't think you'll make it, but congratulations, you made it. So I'm very thankful.
And it came right down to the wire, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. That last week was we were going hot and heavy, and people were stepping up to the plate.
You mentioned earlier you have to let the state know about the 30% completion, 60-90,
yes.
And then the final 10%. So what is the construction timeline? When do you anticipate breaking ground, and then how long will this take?
Yeah, that is really a hard question to answer because it's all contingent on the bid documents. Like I said, the bid documents they're not available yet until I get a signed contract, and then we'll set it out. I am estimating that the bid documents will go out to the contractors probably in the end of this month, maybe the beginning of August. They will have 5 weeks to bid on it because they're in their construction season right now. They'll have 5 weeks to bid on it, and that will let us do some planning on how we're going to move things around and how we're going to vacate the building. We're going to do two phases of the project. Phase one will be the renovation of the 1903 Carnegie Building, and phase two will be the building of the two-story addition and the demolition of the Holmes Building.
All right. So have there been any changes to the plan, or it's pretty much the same as what you've talked about all along?
Everything changes daily, but I think the basic concept is the same. The renovation of the Carnegie buildings is going to consist of a new circulation desk, a small meeting room, bathrooms, a fire suppression system, a security system, you know, both for books and for the doors, you know, so people don't get in at night. And that's all going to take time. They got to run new sewer lines, new water lines, and things like that. So that I'm estimating that we should start seeing some movement maybe right after Labor Day, and then we will move out of the 1903 Carnegie Building to the Library Annex, which is right across the street on Jefferson, that the Friends are using for book storage. They're moving all that stuff out right now as we speak. That'll be our new adult library. And then I'm hoping maybe by December of 2013 we'll be finished with the renovation so that we can move back into the 1903 Carnegie renovated, move the children's library across the street to the annex, and then start construction there. That should start probably at the beginning. This is my timeline. Mm-hmm. Start construction probably at the beginning of January of 2014 and can be completed by December of 2014.
Is that annex building large enough to handle your needs? No.
No, no.
Even
no.
On a temporary basis?
No. We are going to be so limited in both services and materials. And I think the public understands that we will be a limited, but we're going to do our best to supply, you know, all of their reading and e-book and internet needs. If I put in 5 computers in that building like we have now in the Carnegie Building, it will take up the whole building. There's just no way we'll be able to do that. And we'll keep the interlibrary loan. So if people have patience with us, we'll order the books that they need, because all of our books will be in storage. We're going to keep some of them out. You know, our popular stuff we're going to keep out, so it'll keep circulating. But once we put it in storage, we don't have access to it.
So there will be some short-term pain in exchange for the long-term gain.
Yeah, exactly. Good words.
Was there any point during the fundraising campaign where you were uncertain that the library would hit its mark?
Nope. I believe from the word go that we were going to do this. And I believe in the city of Macomb and our patrons, the library patrons from the area and within the city, that they wanted this too. And I am just elated. I just can't express in words.
Anything you want to add about this?
Nope. I think we're just about. I'm excited to get started.
Hey, you know, when you said you had to verify this with the state, I mean, did you have to show them a bank statement?
Yes.
Or what did you have to do?
That is correct. They had to actually see the money in the bank in order for us to get the grant. And some libraries did not reach that goal, and the money went back into the pool and went to the next library. So I'm very fortunate that Macomb got its share. We had to send a certified copy, and the bank also had to send a certified copy that we had the money in the bank.
So the state really double-checked that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When you get the attorneys involved, they're making sure. And when money is tight and with the state, they're making sure everything is all the I's and T's are crossed and dotted.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time.
You're very welcome.